Tuesday boosting.
It's time to drink some gin.
Oh, best day of the week. What a good excuse to drink midweek. It's very healthy. It's very normal. We love Tuesday Boost Day.
And we're not just going to drink. We're going to taste it. We're going to introduce ourselves. We're going to find out about it. So we only need a little bit of a tasting. And then we can save the rest for Friday when we can drink it long and leisurely and enjoy the Friday talking about the topic. So that's what we're going to do. We are going to taste that gin.
Should Tuesday warm up?
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday warm-up. We're just getting ready for the Friday. We're just having a little taste. And Emma's going to join us and tell us all about it.
Exactly. With the guest. So we can taste their gin, find out what we're drinking on Friday. And that gives you the opportunity to go and buy some if you want to join us in drinking it on Friday night.
Oh, very fancy.
Desperate for a gin.
Are you? Has it been one of those days?
I am. I'm really in the mood for a gin. Mm. And we're not having an alcoholic gin today.
Oh, you know what? Sometimes it's just heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is. I am quite disappointed because I'm just could do with a gin. But I suppose it's probably better for me.
Yeah, we're being really good and really healthy.
Yeah, and hopefully it will be a good gin substitute. I mean, it claims to be a gin.
It might feel like you've had a gin.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping. So, hopefully we'll have a good non-alcoholic medicinal gin for your cold.
Oh, yeah, because I'm full of the lurgy.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
Yeah, no. No, but I like to think it's giving me a slightly husky, sexy edge. So maybe this will be the week that everyone's like, wow, first of all, I can actually tell the difference between your voices. Secondly, damn, you're sounding kind of fine this week. And I'm like, thank you very much.
Oh, you can always hope.
Yeah, always you can hope. And I have orange juice with me in the hopes it's going to soothe my vocal cords.
Nice. Well, you like gin and juice. You know, so a non-alcoholic gin and juice.
I was debating about putting it in the orange juice, but I have got tonic with me as well.
Oh, we'll see what Emma suggests. So we're looking at kids' environment and health. So I suppose it is only right that we are drinking a non-alcoholic gin.
Yeah.
And we are drinking clean gin, Clean & Co, Clean G, a clean gin. So that's what we're drinking with Pia Hardalid.
Well, we do say that we like a clean gin, but I feel like this week I'm in the mood for a dirty gin, actually, so really upset.
I know. Although it is also your granddad's non-alcoholic gin favourite.
Oh, is it granddad's favourite? Oh, yeah. That's nice. Shout out to granddad.
Yeah. Shout out there. So he's quite keen that we're trying it. So no doubt he will tell us how Emma's got everything wrong if Emma says anything against it. And how we're all rubbish if we don't like it. So hopefully we do. Hey, boozeless Tuesday, Emma.
Boo.
I stole your joke.
Come all this way and all you've given me is a bottle of non-alcoholic. Oh, it's so disappointing. But we've just got very used to gin, right? There is nothing wrong with non-alcoholic. I've just got very used to seeing your lovely faces and then having gin. Yeah, it's kind of Pavlov at this point. Yeah, like
exactly.
I see you guys and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a drink.
Yeah. But it'd be really good because I do want to have some of those non-alcoholic versions for when I am feeling naughty in the middle of the week and I think, oh, I have a gin. And then if I have some alternatives, then I won't have that gin during the week as long as the alternatives are good enough. And so far, I haven't found one.
Well, I mean, time is marching on, right? So the first non-alcoholic came out in 2015. So that's nearly 10 years ago. So we have come a long way since then.
Well, fingers crossed, because we've got a non-alcoholic for this one and for next week too.
Oh, Lord.
So maybe out of one of those, hopefully. So we just need a guest.
Yes. Please, we're really fun.
Fingers crossed.
we're kind of fun. Like, I wouldn't say really. We're more fun with gin. Down a little. We're more fun with gin, yeah.
That's very true.
Emma, do you still have to taste a non-alcoholic gin on its own first?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be very different, but yes.
I'm going to swig from the bottle then. Oh. Okay.
Okay, right. So here we are on Booze Day Tuesday, or Boozeless Tuesday, as or other non-boozy Tuesday kind of name that we are. And we are drinking clean gin, clean G, not clean, clean G. Gin.
Not clean
G, with Pia Hardlid. And Pia,
yes,
tell us, why have we chosen Clean G as our drink this week?
Yeah, I try not to drink very much, alcohol, but I do love gin. And so, I've tried this before. It's nice.
Excellent. Well, as I was saying, you know, I've been trying to find some really good non-alcoholic ones, because otherwise I can end up going, oh, Thursday's new Friday, Wednesday's kind of near Thursday, Tuesday's on the way, and it's Booze Day Tuesday, Monday, and then that's it. It's gin every day of the week. So, yeah. So, Emma, tell us more about it. What is Clean G?
So Clean G comes from the Clean Co., the Clean Spirits Company. So they make lots and lots of different alternatives to the booze. So you've got Clean V, which is their alternative for vodka, all the way through to tequila, uh-huh, rum. They have alternatives for everything. It was created by none other than Spencer Matthews of Made in Chelsea fame.
Yes. Means nothing to Sarah, I'm sure, but I know that one.
I've heard Made in Chelsea.
I mean, the first few series of Made in Chelsea, that man, that boy could drink, but he hit a bit of a wall. You know, we all do as we get older. I'm starting to. It's very, very annoying. For many reasons, mine is mostly that my hangovers are actually god-awful these days. And he was like, actually, I'm going to do something about that. So he wasn't the first. Seedlip were the first back in 2015, so nearly 10 years ago now. Mm. But they weren't too far off the mark, 2019, and this was their first product that they launched in their range. It was called Clean Gin, but they did get their wrists slapped because gin has to be 37.5% ABV. So it became Clean G. So then they've got the G and the Vs and the Rs and everything. It looks really cool in their branding.
Yeah.
When you see all the bottles side by side. But yeah, it is a non-alcoholic. There will be a certain amount of alcohol in there just because of the way it's distilled, but it'd be 0.5 or less, which is quite standard for most non-alks. And actually there is a lot of alcohol and ethanol that just naturally exists in our food and drinks in general. So that 0.5% isn't anything really to be worried about. I think bananas have got a bit of booze in them, technically very little, especially if you leave them to go brown. So it is classed as a non-alcoholic spirit. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And is it made similarly to gin?
So there are lots of different methods you can use to make a non-alcoholic. So you could just basically put essences in a bottle and dilute it with water. So you could decide your recipe by using pipettes of essences and various amounts. You could do infusions. People have used the teas and things that are water soluble. That's the main thing. If you're going to just leave it to infuse and that's all you do, you need to make sure that you're getting the flavor extraction through through the water molecules and that solubility. Think a big bag of tea, put it everything in, strain it out. This one is much more like you would make a normal gin by, and a lot of gin producers, if they're making a non-alcoholic, will use this method because they do this day in, day out. They basically do the exact same steps and then they just do an extra step and remove the alcohol. So an extra distillation. And they might do an infusion before that and then do the first distillation to get all the flavours in there. Yeah. It's just that extra. So they basically make a gin and then strip all the alcohol out again. There's that small residual amount of alcohol in there. Because
you can't get rid of all of it
with fractional distillation.
Oh my God, it smells like Sprite.
It does a little bit. It's really like lemony limey.
Oh, it's Sprite. Brilliant. I love Sprite.
There we go. We're off to a good start.
It does smell nice.
They have actually reformulated their recipe a few times. So this latest one they settled on in 2021 and they've stuck with it. It has done pretty well in all of the awards. So IWSC for their No and Low gave it, I think, a silver medal. So they've hit gold. They're happy with it now. It is juniper and secret botanicals, our favourite. Couldn't tell you what. It's a secret. God's sake. I mean, there's a lot of citrus in there, isn't there? I mean, come on, it smells like Sprite.
It's Sprite. You taste it. It's kind of still Sprite.
Okay, so we're tasting it neat as we would a normal gin.
Yes. So you won't have any alcohol burn or anything with this one. Obviously, there's no booze in there, really. You'll find it quite thin on the palate.
Here, have you ever tasted the Clean G neat, or have you always?
No, I haven't. Shall I try it?
Yeah.
Yeah, please do join in. I've got a dirty glass.
That's not setting you up well, is it?
I just noticed I've got a dirty glass.
Luckily, you've got the rest of the bottle. Another glass.
My glass obviously came out of the dishwasher. Not quite clean. I'm going to say it smells like a created citrus smell.
Yeah. There is some juniper underlying it, and I think it's that mingling with those kind of citrus notes is maybe giving that slight artificial...
It's got a bit of a toilet cleaner smell.
Awesome. Anything with lots of citrus does, though, doesn't it? If you think about it. Citrus bleach. And everyone goes, oh, yeah, I'll have that. My bathroom will smell of lemons. And then every time you smell a citrus-forward gin, you're like, oh, it's a bit toilet duck, isn't it?
But I think also we're used to smelling and then having that hit of alcohol.
Yes, 100%.
As you're smelling it. So you haven't got any of that. It's just the smell and the taste of the botanicals, which, and I'm assuming that with Clean G, it's not designed to be tasted neat or put into cocktails. I mean, you wouldn't make a martini with it, would you?
There is one on the website. I did check because they do have cocktail recipes. And I'm like, really? I mean, there's just no texture to it, is there? Like, this is designed as a flavour vessel. So it's bringing the flavour of the gin, but it's not giving the viscosity and the texture that you get from the alcohol. Therefore, if it's me, mix them into long drinks. Or I do actually love... you can make a Negroni and use the Campari and the sweet vermouth and then use the Clean G and you bring down the ABV. So it's not a zero alcoholic cocktail, but you've actually cut your alcohol content pretty much in half by doing that. So these don't have to be just used as a non-alcoholic serve. They can be used to lower your overall alcohol intake. Not one or the other.
That is clever. What do you think of it neat then, Pia?
I mean, I agree. It tastes very, very citrusy and it is sort of watery in terms of texture. Because that's what it is.
Should we
let's put
it
some
then?
Mixer in. That's the thing. As I say, it's there to be the flavour vessel, isn't it? To help that flavour come through. And I always find them way more successful once you put some tonic or some soda or whatever you're going to mix it with.
Yep, still a Sprite. But again, I'm not mad at the fact it's Sprite. It's good.
Delicious, delicious Sprite.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't actually drink Sprite because it's got loads of artificial sweetness in it. So maybe I've just found my new...
there you go.
My new soft drink. My new way to drink Sprite. Mix it with some soda water. I'll be happy.
I'm now drinking it in my thermos mug that I bought the ice out in. Because I'm not drinking it in a dirty glass. So...
Brilliant.
That is a nice drink.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very thirst quenching.
It is very clean. It's nice and lemony zesty.
You get some juniper, maybe a bit of pepperiness on the finish as well that comes out once you put the effervescence and the bubbly mixer in. Like it pulls it out a bit more. Tip of your tongue.
I'm going to give it the highest compliment I can give a non-alcoholic gin, which is that I'm not mad at it. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
There we go.
Yeah. I'll take that.
And unlike a soft drink, because it doesn't have all the sugar content, you know, actually it is a clean drink. Mm. It still feels...
No additives, sort of no preservatives, no sugars, no artificial sweeteners, no nothing. I have actually chosen to mix this with Double Dutch because that was probably the lightest tonic, wasn't it, when we tried them all. So I thought that would also work. Mm. You don't want to be overpowering this one with lots of quinine and bitter flavours. So I thought the lighter tonic, it works really well. Great.
Yeah, and Pia, I saw you had, were you mixing yours with some Schweppes? Because that would also add some of that sweetness as well, wasn't it?
Oh, or was it Fever Tree?
Fever Tree. I saw the yellow and I wasn't sure which one it was going to be.
Yeah, it's Fever Tree.
Controversially, I've gone for the Schweppes because it's what we had in.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty
and
good.
And I'd say because it adds that sugariness.
Yeah, yeah.
For your 7-Up.
Having a Sprite, a 7-Up. Yeah, it's more 7-Up than Sprite, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I couldn't remember which one. But yeah, I'm not mad on it. I wanted a gin. I really wanted a gin today, but I wanted the excuse of this recording to allow me to have a gin. And I'm not mad that actually the taste of this is quite nice.
Yeah.
It's not too bad that it's not an alcoholic gin. I think I could drink these.
It's one of the best non-alcoholic ones I've tried, I think.
It is up there. What they've done over the time as well is up the juniper. That was the main thing when they were reformulating, trying to extract more juniper flavour using the method they were using and getting it to stay in that liquid once they remove the alcohol and, you know, come across and be punchy and be like a gin. And I think once you add the bubbles and the tonic, I think it succeeds.
Mm. Yeah, so we could treat this in the same way of adding tonic or adding soda or mix of both and then using it. I love the idea of using it to make cocktails that are a little less alcoholic.
Yeah. Mm. And you can use it in place of gin, I would say, in any long cocktail. So anything that involves, you know, bubbles of any sort, it'll work really well, whether that's a Tom Collins or a French 75 with some non-alcoholic sparkling wine as well, because they're also improving in quality as well. So,
yeah, nice. Thank you, Pia.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Perfect.
Nice.
All right, lovelies.
Lovely. Thanks, Emma.
I will leave you to topicize.
Yay! Thank you very much. We will let you go on and gin-ize.
Lovely to meet you, Pia.
Yeah, lovely to meet you. Really interesting. Thank you.
See you.
Bye.
Bye bye. Well, that was the gin thoroughly tasted.
I feel like I've tasted it perhaps a little too much, and Tuesday Boozday might turn into Wine Wednesday tomorrow.
Well, you've got to save some of that gin for Friday when we can have the rest of the conversation with our guest.
I'm looking forward to it.
At least we've tasted and we know what it is that we're drinking and we know why we're drinking it. And then we could just relax with the topic.
Oh, I can't wait. Sarah, in the meantime, if people need a bit more gin and topic before their Friday, where can they find us?
Oh, they can find us on social media at Topic Gin.
Lovely.
Or they could head over to our website. We're ginandtopic.com. And if they don't want to wait till Friday, they can always go and listen to some past episodes whilst they're waiting.
Brilliant. Love it. We'll see you Friday.
See you then.